Welcome back to another episode of the Finance Bible Podcast. Zeke here.
And your co-host, Oscar. But before we get into it, please note that nothing in this podcast should ever be considered as personal financial advice.
Of course, if that is what you are seeking, reach out. We'll get you in touch with the correct professionals. Get the job done properly.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Let's get into it.
Getting your company out there, and today's day and age, the best way to get it out there is everyone's on their phone. So social media is perfect for brand awareness and building that brand awareness. So create social media profiles for your business. So I'm talking Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Spotify for our podcast. Literally every single platform, the more you have, the better, just so you're on there. And start posting, even if you don't have many clients, you might want to see which kind of vibe you're looking at. So it took us a while to figure out the Instagram grid. For anyone who does know Instagram, a grid is an important aspect of the account because it's the first thing that people see when they jump online to your profile. So you want that to look good. So I was trying to figure out, you know, which color of codes am I going to go? Am I going to coordinate between white and blue, which are our colors? And then slowly we started educating people and throwing reels out of ourselves and talking to people and talking about real life examples of client wins. And then that just builds up over time. Like, consistency is key when you are marketing. I'm not in any marketing company or digital marketing company, so I'm sure there's others out there who know a lot more about this than us, but it's pretty simple. It's like compound interest. The more you post, if it's actually quality content, the better it is because people will share that around. Like, one of our first reels got a few shares around, and I'm not sure if it was because it was so informative, but I think it was shared around because everyone was looking at me, but like, what an idiot, this bloke is speaking to the camera. But the first time you do it, it's always going to be a bit scary, or you're putting yourself out there on
unless
a whole world to see.
You're just a natural and you love the camera.
Well, but a lot of people get nervous with what people will think.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you just don't worry. It's your business. It's your profile. It's your life. People will always try and, you know, look at you and laugh or try and bring you down, but you just don't worry about it.
Actually, my man, number one, Mr. Worldwide, Pitbull, he actually had a real pop-up on me today, and he was saying he loves the haters, the naysayers, and the people like that because they're the reason that he does what he does. They add the gasoline to the fire.
Yes.
So they motivate him because he's like, I'm going to prove you wrong, Chico. I'm going to teach you a lesson.
I love it. Well, we're not saying if you make an Instagram account, you're going to get hated. But,
I never know.
You just never know. So if a lot of people are scared to create Instagram accounts for that reason. But there's so many people out there who want the best for you and want to, you know, they're like-minded. So they want to, you know, build their wealth. They want to build their career.
And you end up noticing that community so much.
You do. You actually, it's insane. Like when I was, before I met you, I obviously have, you know, a few friends who are like that. But a lot of people you hang out with aren't really, it's hard to find the same mindset. And then once you put it out there, people will message you and, you know, you'll figure it out yourself, and then you connect with them, and that's where networking happens. You meet someone who introduces you to someone else, and you've got referrals, you've got clients, you've got business partners. Happy days.
Yeah, it's unreal. But with the marketing stuff, like, not only do you need to know your demographic and who you're targeting and what you're putting up and stuff, but you need to have a good idea of what actually sells and what people actually look at. There's certain things that sell. Like if you're trying to market clothing to females or something, you're not going to have a male there putting the clothing on or something.
Yeah,
if you're trying to sell lip balm or something, you might be doing a little sexy advertisement. Like, you know, Hailey Bieber loves to do it with a road.
Jesus Christ.
And it just came to mind because I put lip balm on earlier and I was like, oh, lip balm.
You do love Hailey Bieber and Justin Bieber.
You need to actually think about, okay, what is a product or what is a good or service or whatever that you're actually selling, and how do you actually market that? So, you know, some things need information, some things need appeal, some things need sex appeal, some things need, like, quality. A whole bunch of different things to think about, and that is specific to you, your industry, your product, your good, whatever it is.
Mm.
The good end, the bright end of the tunnel.
Yes, after all those things you've got to look at, there is an ending. But I guess when you end the tunnel, it's basically the beginning of another one.
Yeah, and
Maybe
maybe less one.
it is.
There's another
It's an
tunnel.
endless mountain you now
Yes.
have to start climbing.
Yeah, but now instead of going through the Sydney Harbour Bridge tunnel and going 20 k's an hour, stuck behind traffic and waiting on this and waiting on that and being frustrated, you're now in a tunnel where you might be able to reach the full 80 k's an hour, enjoy it, drive along, and you've got some financial independence about you. So, you might be transitioning to full work, full time at your new company, and you can generate enough income to cover your salary or whatever it is, a little bit of expenses here and there. You're stable, you've left your job, you're happy. You're able to book a flight to here because you need to go do something there, and then you're able to come home and pay rent and book a flight there or pay your mortgage or whatever it is. It's just being able to actually do things. You're living a normal life. You've got the income. It's like you're working a normal job, but you're working your own job.
Yeah, it's a. I still remember the first morning when we were like out on our own, the feeling of waking up, and it's a weird feeling because you're so excited and you've got all this free time. Well, it's really not free time. It's how you make your time,
Yeah,
really.
it's free time in the sense that you're not having to get up and drive to work and then
Yeah,
spend
exactly. You've
time
got all this
locked in
extra
there.
time, but it's
And
the responsibility. You've got a responsibility. You're income, your life, if you have a family, your family as well. But it's all about taking the leap. And I think risking something like that, like risking, a bit of short-term, oh, what am I trying to say? What was a quote? I
while you think of the quote, I know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say taking that risk and, a bit of short-term turmoil and possibly getting set back 3 or 6 months is worth it when you could be long-term just living happy, working
Yeah.
for yourself.
And I think if your goal in your life is to work for yourself and be on your own agenda and have a flexible life, if you've got kids or family, or if you don't have kids or family, you just want to work for yourself, what's the worst thing that can happen if the business goes wrong? One of the worst things is it doesn't perform well, and then you're going to have to go back and get a job which you have been doing your last 20 years. It's really not that bad. It's kind of where you were before you started your entrepreneur shift. So that's kind of what we that's kind of our mindset.
That's reminded me of what I think you were going to say, which is one of your favorite things. What if
What?
it doesn't work?
Yes.
What if it
Yeah.
does work?
Yeah. I always so on Instagram you always see these quotes and reels of these people saying,
Is
what
that
if it
where you were
doesn't work?
going?
No, I actually wasn't,
Oh,
but I'm glad
no.
you brought that up. Yeah, what if it doesn't work? Everyone always thinks that. Everyone's scared to jump into a business that they're passionate about because they're thinking, oh no, what if I fail, I lose all my money and people laugh at me and this. But the other thing is, what if it does work? I'll
Yeah.
tell you what happens if it works. You're independent. You can do what you want. You got the income. You got the freedom. You can look after your family members. You
You
can
might spend a full day on a laptop at a bar working for the whole day,
do what you want.
your boss isn't there going, mate, you should be in the office. Well, I am in the office. It's portable.
Exactly right. You're hybrid, mate.
Yeah. Hybrid
Yeah.
hub.
I got asked last week for a few mates, where's your office? I said, oh, mate, I'm hybrid. I said, what's hybrid? I said, I'm hybrid.
Good
That's my
answer.
response.
Yeah, that's good.
But yes, what if it does work? There's so many opportunities for you, especially if you're in your 20s and 30s. Perfect time to risk it or give it a go. So many people want the best for you. Even if you're not in your 20s and 30s, it's never too late. Like there's people, no, the Colonel, KFC, wasn't he like 50 or something when he started KFC?
I don't know, but gee,
It
he's
was
good. I love
something,
a Zinger Burger.
he's good. But yeah, take the leap and focus solely on your business. And another thing is you will find free time or extra time, but make sure it's pretty easy to derail. So get into a structure. Maybe wake up as you were, wake up at 5 a.m. if you're an early riser, go to the gym. Have a structure to your day and open up your laptop at 9, finish at 5. And if you really want to finish, shut the lid, don't open it till the next day.
Which is difficult, I might
It
add.
is difficult. So I think it's important to actually lock yourself in and be strict because a lot of
The
people don't really do that. And then that's where businesses fail because you just see them at a pub just having fun because they've got no.
If you're at the pub, you should have your laptop. So that's how I view it.
You do view it like that.
If you, the main thing really is accountability. Like at the end of the day, if you have no job, like let's think about people, and I'm not bagging people out here, but let's look at people when they have a day off work. Like, you know, they might get a Friday off every second week or something. I know so many people like that, and they'll be like, yeah, yeah, get my Friday off. And I'm like, okay, unreal. What are you going to do? I'm like, oh, just relax. What do you mean? I'm like, well, you've got the day off, mate. What are you going to do? Like, you're just going to relax. What's that mean? Oh, just, you know, I can sleep in, I can watch TV or whatever. I'm like, okay. So if you get in that habit when you're trying to make the business, and you know, the first day or the second day or the third day might be like, oh, I can just have a sleep in, I don't have to go to work. And you get in that negative cycle of, you know, sleeping in, staying up late, you might go out for a lunch here, or you might do that or this or whatever. It can really, really be a negative effect.
It can spiral and compound negatively.
Like even I myself, I'm very, very productive. I'm very accountable. Love to get up and go and do things. And if it's work-oriented, I'm straight there. Like there's no question about it. But there's been times where I've had like a late night, or I've been hanging out with friends late at night or something. And the next morning I wake up quite, the next morning I wake up quite late, might snooze my 4:30 alarm. Next minute it's 10 o'clock. Oh crap, I'm hungry. Go get breakfast or whatever, because it's like a weird in between. You don't want to cook. Mm. You're a bit tired. You're feeling a bit different. You're out of form. You know, you go get brekkie, you do that or whatever. You come home and you're like, all right, well, it's midday now.
Literally.
Half the day is gone, and then you're like, oh, shit, well, I've wasted half the day. I might as well waste another half. Like, it's such a weird concept, but it's an easy thing to get in, so yeah, don't do it.
Well, that happened not wake up at 10, but I started missing the gym in the mornings, and that's kind of, like, been my thing. Kind of puts me in the right mindset.
Yeah, because you get home early before
you do. You have a shower. You do your whole morning routine if you have one, and you're ready to go. Like, when I go to the gym and have a shower and read and go in my notebook or whatever, I'm ready to go.
Mm.
Bloody good. But if I sleep in and miss all that, I am on the back foot the whole day and I'm out of it. Like my head actually, I just feel like sluggish and yuck.
Yeah, you do.
And then you got to go to the gym. If it's a gym, you got to go to the gym in the arbor at night, and then you waste time during the day when the business hours are on, and then you're just catching up. It's horrible. So, yeah, it's exciting being on your own, but keep yourself accountable because it's easy to fall off.
Yeah, that's a massive thing. If you're one of the people that you're sitting there and you're like, oh, I know that I probably wouldn't have the self-motivation to actually do that kind of thing, it could be as simple as getting a friend, getting a partner,
accountability partner,
an accountability coach or something, where you're like, wow, I've got this really great idea. I could do it. I know I can make money and do it. But I just don't know if I'll have the like motivation to get up and do this and do that.
Well, so we're each other's struggle. Accountability partners until November.
That's also true. Oh, yes, Goggins.
Yeah, we're meeting, if anyone knows, David Goggins in November. So we said, look, we want to be in our best shape possible, best shape of our lives. So from now, which is time of recording, 19th of March at 7:20 p.m. Tuesday night, till November 2nd or 3rd, one of the days, we have to send a selfie every single day of each other at the gym.
Mm.
And we're in different states.
And not if, more if not at the gym, running or in the pool or whatever,
doing something. Whatever you do. Eating a healthy meal. But that's our goal.
That's gonna happen every meal.
Every meal. Everyone's
every time something's going in your mouth. I want a photo. Every bite.
Oh, none of that, mate. None of that.
Yeah.
But I think that is everything.
I've got more.
You've got more.
I do.
From our journey or just add it on?
Just add it on.
All right, go. The mic is yours.
Hello. No, so just a random few things, like, you know, when you're doing this, you're going to start noticing so many different things and thinking differently, and your whole life actually changes. It's very weird. But as you go through each phase, you'll notice different things, and different things are like, you'll dream about different things and think about things when you're going to bed and waking up and everything. You'll still have those occasional ones that you used to have or whatever, like as in thoughts. But when we were doing Wait, just an example. When we're doing the branding,
Yeah.
the next day, you and I were walking to Akami, beautiful all-you-can-eat Japanese restaurant in
Oh,
Rose Bay.
goodness.
And on that walk there, we walked past like five or six or seven different shop fronts.
I do remember
And
this.
we were like
Yes.
looking at the logos and we're
Like that
looking at the
logo's
branding.
horrible. What about the colors?
Yeah.
Yeah,
And
shit.
then like the fence with the construction sign, and they had
Yeah, it's
their
very
branding
similar
on
to
it.
us.
And I was like, yeah, it was like Asset Line or something, like
Yeah,
Asset
it was something
Construction.
very similar.
And like you just start noticing so many different things and you pick them apart and you're like, you just analyze so many different things. And it's just weird. Like, yeah, you'll be sitting there and you'll be talking to your family and you'll be like, oh, like this logo, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, what are you talking about, mate? Like, go to bed.
Yeah,
It's bloody
you're
one in the
drunk again,
morning.
mate.
Go to
You are
bed.
drunk.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's
But
funny how small things like that you pick up on. And you get nightmares of, you had a nightmare the other night of we were bankrupt. And it's like,
$0 in the bank account.
yeah, you woke up stressing apparently. I
Oh,
wasn't
mate.
there, but you said you were
Oh.
stressing and looked straight to the bank account. You're like, oh my God, oh my God, oh
I
no, oh
woke
no.
up. This is like 2:30 a.m. on probably a Wednesday morning. And I woke up and I've gone, that can't happen. Like, there's no way. I've been doing the numbers. I know what's going on. There's no chance. So I pull up the revenue calculator, grab the laptop out, 2:30 in the morning, punch in every calculation, double check it all, every expense, every income. And I was like, all right, we're all good. Back to sleep at four.
Yeah, just things like that. Like it's just funny what goes through your mind and keeps you up at night. Like I had when we weren't making money, but weren't paying ourselves. Jeez, some thoughts going through the head. That was a tough time. Like not like bad like suicide thoughts, but like
Well, shouldn't laugh at that.
yeah, I won't say
No.
that. But like not like bad
No, that's fine.
self-harming thoughts, but. Actual thoughts of the business. What am I doing? Am I wasting my time? What's happening? Why are we taking so long to do this? Am I going to be a failure? Is like,
I'm going to be a
well, mate,
failure.
you never know. Like at that stage, obviously we knew what was going on, but
I never had that thought,
I
though.
knew, well, I had it once when it was like 2 a.m. It was just things going through my head. I was like, well, I'm not, but
That must be when you have your worst thoughts. I have my best thoughts at 2 a.m. As you know, you might wake up to a random text, hey, thought this.
yeah, you do send that. I have my best thoughts straight up. Well, I actually have my best thoughts at the gym.
Yeah, that's fair. Another one as well, like people out there who, I don't know if everyone's like this, or I dare say there's a lot of people like it, but with me, I really despise, like, I won't say authority. You know how school is like, you're sitting there, the bell rings, you're like a cow, you've got to go and do this, and then you're like a dog. Come on. And you walk to the next class, and then you walk to the next one, and you got to sit down, you got to cross your legs, and you got to do this, and you can eat at this time, you can have lunch at that time, you're allowed a drink of water. No, you have to sit down and do what you're told. I really don't like stuff like that. So for me, being a business owner now, it's like the freedom to actually just do what I want to do, get the job done, get it done properly, and just be able to be on my own clock. Like, even for people who are at work and, you got to sit down at 8 a.m. on the dot, you can't leave your desk until I'm getting sidetracked here. Call center jobs, especially. I
Well,
worked one,
I
you
started
worked
it, right?
one.
Yeah, I started there.
You know, you.
That was tough. That was literally like you cannot leave your seat until
Yeah,
lunchtime.
you clock in at this time, you're on the phone, you're picking up every call that comes through. And if you're like, even if you're hang up time, like we used to leave notes in after the call.
Yeah.
And
You got to be quick with
if you were
typing it.
doing that typing for more than like 30 seconds, it's nearly an official warning. And it's like, oh, okay. So you call, and you weren't allowed to miss your break by more than like a 3 minute window.
Yeah.
It was just chaos. I was a standard employee, so I actually did my notes on the call. I had zero for the notes afterwards, as you can imagine.
Well, that makes it a lot easier as well. You don't
But
forget it.
yeah, but like stuff like that just frustrates me. And if you're out there and you're like that, owning a business is the best thing that you can ever do because your blood pressure will go down and you'll be sitting there going, wow,
Well, it won't
life's
always
not
go
so
down.
bad. Well, it won't always, it'll go up at
It will go
times.
up. It will go up, definitely. It's
Can
not all.
confirm blood pressure does go up occasionally. But I think that about sums it up, unless you've got anything random that you want to just throw on, like any random bits of advice or tips or just something you feel compelled to say.
I just think enjoy the journey because when you're on the journey, you're always thinking of the end product and wanting to get there. But looking back, I made sure to actually enjoy the journey, and we're still on the journey, obviously, but it was actually a lot of fun building it from scratch.
You've just reminded me too. When you're doing the work, I said this was going to be all over the shop, and
Here we go.
when you're doing the work, like the point we're at now, for example, you've got out, you're paying yourself, everything's good, the money is not the problem. What does become the problem is a balancing act again, but of working on the actual business while working in the business. So that might sound a bit confusing, but it's like there's a difference between being an employee of your own company and running the company while working in it.
No,
So,
there is the big difference.
instead of just being like, all right, I need to go do this and I need to go do that in terms of work, signing clients or selling this product or sending emails, you also need to take a step back and go, okay, well, hang on. Where are we actually heading as a company right now? Like, yeah, sure, I've got that deal done personally and like this, that, or the other, but what are the overall trends with the business? Like, what can I actually work on outside of it? Because if you get too busy working in it, then you can't work on it, and then you're just stuck.
Yeah, you got to balance being in the middle of both.
Yeah.
And that's why I think it's good having more than one person in the company to help. But if you're overloaded trying to get deals done personally for the company, you can actually have someone working in the company or working on the company. So I think that's where it is important having more than one for myself. And I think two is a perfect number if you made so, if you actually got an idea.
Yeah, two is a good number, but I'd probably advise three. And the reason for that is you and I have actually never had this problem, which is a bit rare. But what does happen is, generally speaking, if there's two people, what's a good example? One of my I would say
One will disagree, one will agree, and then you need
yeah,
someone
I'm
to
not going to
kind of
say
say.
friend anymore. Someone that I am acquaintances with. Their parents and then their parents, so the grandparents passed away. Now, these people, there's only two of them, and they were given like the will and everything. It's 50-50. A lot of assets in the family. Oh, I get this, you get that, blah, blah. They haven't come to an agreement for over 5 years. So all of those assets and that money and stuff is still just sitting there, and they're like, well, I don't want to budge on this, so screw you. And they're like, well, I don't either, so screw you. And they're both losing.
Yeah, literally.
So in business, that can happen as well. Like, I might disagree on spending money on, I don't know, it's never happened with us, but I might disagree on something, then Don might, and you hold your ground. Whereas if you've got a third person, guess what? You can get overruled.
Majority
2v1,
rules, yeah.
majority rules. So, but you got to make sure they're not teaming up.
No.
Final bit of advice before we cook some dinner.
Yeah, we're going to cook some steak tonight for anyone wanting to figure out what we're going to eat. But there you go. I think we touched on every aspect of it, especially for ourselves and what we went through. But everyone's different. You might switch the orders around for some, but that's generally the way and the process of it. And it can take a month, it can take 2 years to do all that. But the journey's fun. Enjoy the journey. And if you're on the fence about it, what happens if it pays off? What's the worst that's going to happen?
The fact that we spent an hour talking about it
All up.
and we've probably missed a bunch of things and not
Yeah.
even thought of a bunch of
No, we're
things,
passionate about it. We love it.
that's how you guys know on the other end how much work you have to put in. So
That is true.
do the work, do the hard yards, and
It'll pay off.
enjoy it. We'll catch you next time.
See you later.
Goodbye. We hope you enjoyed the episode. As always, you know exactly what to do.
Hit that follow button, subscribe, whatever platform you listen to this podcast on. Also share it to friends, family, co-workers, whoever you think may benefit from it. But unfortunately, it's the end, and we'll see you next week.